Okay, so once again, we're on page 262. Siman Kuf Beis. So we're on Dalet. I think we started Dalet briefly yesterday. So Mechaber says, Asur, next to last line on the Mechaber. Asur lav or keneger hamispalim besoch dalet amos. If someone's davening Shmon Esrei, so you're not allowed to pass, to go in front of them, anywhere within four amos in front of them. V'davka lifnam. Now we're talking about specifically you're walking in front of them, like we mentioned yesterday. Al v'tzidei amuter, but if you pass within close proximity on their side, that's okay. Mutar la'avor v'lamot. You could pass and stand on the sides. Now again, this is a different reason than the previous halacha that we learned. The previous halacha we learned in Kuf Beis was that if somebody's davening, you shouldn't sit next to them. You shouldn't sit next to them because they're davening, or we saw also they're saying Shema, and you look like you're not interested. This is a different reason. This is that if you walk in front of somebody within somebody's Dalet Amos, so then it distracts them. They're davening Shmon Esrei, and you walk right in front of them. So it distracts them, and therefore, you're not allowed to do that. The Mishnah Berurah says that, before we do that, the Bir Halacha brings down from the Shla, that some say the same thing applies by when somebody's saying Shema. Right? Because we all know, especially the first line of Shema, we cover our eyes, but still, a person has to concentrate. So if you pass close to them while they're saying Shema, so you'll distract them. Okay. And as we mentioned before, the Bir Halacha brings down another reason why you can't pass in front of somebody who's davening Shmon Esrei. First reason is because, again, it distracts them. Second reason is if you're within four amos of the person, so you're interrupting between them and the Shechina. So you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't be walking in between them and the Shechina. So therefore, you're not allowed to walk within four amos of someone. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, in the name of the Zohar, in Parshas Chayisara, that the Zohar is more stringent, that you shouldn't even pass within four amos on the side. Again, the Mechaber doesn't bring that down, but the Mishnah Berurah brings down this idea that you shouldn't walk in front of them or within their sides. I guess, we want to explain this peripheral vision. And again, it will distract the person. Okay. Let's do hey. Hey, Mechaber says, Im hishlim tfilaso. If a person finished their Shmon Esrei, next page. V'haya adam acher mispal l'acharov, and somebody was diving behind you. This happens very often. You're finished with Shmon Esrei, whatever the case may be, whether somebody's behind you, and they're still diving. Osur livso gimel psios ad sheyigmor misha acharov es tefilaso. You can't step back. If you're within four amos of the person, so now, or even more than four amos, but if when you step back, you'll be within four amos of the person, so you can't step back. Why? They're in the middle of Shmon Esrei. So you'll distract them. You're coming within the Shechina zone, whatever the case may be. Shemiyasa zahareyu ka over kenegar mispala. Because again, if you do that, you're passing in front of them. V'tzarech l'dakla l'zah afilu ima achron hitchil l'ispalo acharav me'achar shekvar hizkel. And this is true that you can't step back if you get into their zone, even if he started after you. Right, so we talked about this before, that if, it depends on the circumstance based upon the Mishnah Berurah, but let's say you're diving at home, you're seated at home, then all of a sudden somebody comes with next to you and starts davening. So we saw the Mechaber says you don't have to get up, even though you're not supposed to be just sitting around when somebody's davening Shmon Esrei, because it doesn't look good. But in Sif Aleph, we saw a concept that, no, he came into my territory. He came into my territory, so I was seated. So this guy started davening. Who tells him he has to start davening here? So you would think that the same thing should apply here by Shmon Esrei. I started davening, and there was nobody behind me. All of a sudden, I'm about to step back. There's somebody behind me, and he's taken a long time to daven. So I would think, based upon what the idea we saw in Aleph, that you should be able to step back. He came into my territory. So the Mechaber says, no, that's not true. You cannot do that. By Shemoneh Esrei, it's worse. You cannot come in. Again, over there, we were talking about, it just looks funny. You're sitting there, and this guy's davening Shemoneh Esrei, so people will think like you're not interested in being Mechaber or Mashramayim or davening. Here, it's worse. You're distracting that person. You're distracting that person. So therefore, even though he came into your territory, you cannot step back. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that, let's say he's not directly behind you. Not really behind you. He's off. You know, you're off to the side a little from him. So then, you're allowed to step back in this case. Right. And again, the Mishnah Berurah points out that when we're talking about stepping back, when you step back, when you finish stepping back, you'll be within his four amos. So that's the problem. Okay. Good. Okay, so we will we'll stop here for today. Merit Sashon Bli Neder, we'll pick this up Bli Neder tomorrow evening.